Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Rotten Tomatoes has a list of the 20 best TV shows that everyone is watching right now. I'm sorry, 20 most popular TV shows.
Okay.
Not best.
Popular. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Often they're similar, but not always.
Not always.
Sometimes you get Big Bang Theories.
Number one is The Terminal List. Who can tell me what that is and where it's on?
Anyone?
Is that the one with Kaylee? Oh, no, that's The Flight Attendant.
That is Chris Pratt on Amazon Prime. It's got Chris Pratt, Constance Wu, Taylor Kitsch, Gene Triplehorn. Now, Rotten Tomatoes rates it a 41% show. They said it's very gruff. But that is the most popular show that's on streaming services right now.
That seems wild that none of us know about it, and it's the most popular one.
Right? I've seen it advertised everywhere.
Yeah, I have as well, but I didn't know that it was a show. I thought it was a movie.
I did too. I thought it was a movie.
Like a Netflix movie.
All right, number two, Stranger Things Season 4, obviously.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's massive.
Number three, Miss Marvel Season 1.
Oh, is that on Disney?
That's Disney
Plus.
Apple TV? Yeah, Ms. Marvel.
So I watched that. It's about the teenage girl who is, you know, finding her superpowers through the band.
She's
or
got a little gauntlet.
That's it. And it is so cute. And all the characters are super diverse. It's really, really good.
I need to watch that with the kids. That has a 98%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The boys and I have been watching that. And even though, the heroine is a little girl. My boys like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting
too,
take. Pakistani.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It gets into like how her family like years ago like left India and like when they split those countries apart after World War II and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, she was a super fan for Captain Marvel. And then now she's
that's pretty good.
Powers, yeah.
Now, the number four show they have on this list is a show I only know of because a couple listeners wrote in the other day and they seem to not know each other. And they both texted and said, Freebeer, you have to watch Blackbird.
Blackbird.
Which is on Apple TV, I think. Blackbird has a 98%, and here's the consensus. Dennis Lehane, whom I assume is the director or whatever, has a penchant for authentic grit. It's on full display in Blackbird, an absorbing prison drama distinguished by its moral complexity and elevated by great cast. It has Taron Egerton, Ray Liotta's final role, Greg Kinnear, and more. That looks good.
Really good.
It does.
He won't be in season two.
What's that? Yeah, he will not be in season two. Unless it's just they show that Shantix commercial.
Oh, they might, maybe.
CGI him or hologram. They might.
Cocaine.
There's another
everything.
Show.
Everything.
It's on FX called The Bear.
That looks good. It stars Lip from Shameless.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I like that guy. I can't remember. Jeremy Allen White is his name.
Good pull. I only know him as Lip.
It's written down. Wouldn't have gotten it on my own.
Takes place in Chicago, but I don't think it has anything to do. It doesn't, in fact, have anything to do with Shameless.
No, it's
I think that's the only crossover.
Yeah, it says a young chef from the fine dining world comes home to Chicago to run his family's sandwich shop after a heartbreaking death in the family.
That's pretty good. Number six, Only Murders in the Building, season two. It has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I resisted watching the first season for a long time. I thought it was going to be a little too cutesy. A little too silly, but it was great.
Would you think that? From day one, I've been telling you what a great show that was.
You're not always right.
So you didn't trust me. You always trust Joe. You didn't trust me.
Joe's not always right either.
That's a great show. I haven't watched season two yet. I'm still trying to, I was getting caught up on Stranger Things and stuff. But I loved the first season. I thought it was really good. It was really enjoyable.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even trust me. Why are you all fallible?
Or
it's infallible.
Infallible. Yeah.
The boys.
You're fallible.
Just in that.
Hobbins is on a roll, though, with his recommendations. Because you had that one.
Mm-hmm.
You had Resident Alien,
Resident Alien
is fantastic on sci-fi.
That's a fun
really
show.
Funny.
S Creek.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I do okay.
Stop laying out when Hot Wings suggests things. How about The Boys season 3? We're all in love with that show. If you haven't watched it, you're crazy.
Great,
that's their number 7.
Great show. So
I
much octopus
haven't watched
sex.
That.
Normally not something you'd say as a positive critical statement, but yeah, there's a lot and it's actually
that is not
pertinent to the story.
That is not America's number 1 family show.
It is twisted.
It's weird.
But it's well acted.
It
and
is, and it's great. The storylines are really good.
I didn't even think about it, but yesterday I saw someone wrote, like, I can't believe The Boys didn't get, like, nominated for any Emmys.
I'm like, it's surprising because the acting is really good in it.
Spectacular.
Wow. The Old Man, season 1. Now, you may not have you heard of this, anybody?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
I'm going to tell you the cast, and I believe that'll be enough to make you want to watch it. Aaliyah Shawkat, who was the young woman on Arrested Development, I believe.
Oh.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, yeah, maybe. Her name was Maybe.
Maybe.
Amy Brenneman. I'm reading them in reverse order. John Lithgow and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, great cast.
Yeah. It is Jeff Bridges lending valuable gravitas to a bone-crunching thriller is how it's described.
Oh, it's based on a book by the same name, The Old Man by Thomas Perry. Cool.
That'd be good. Umbrella Academy Season 3. If you've watched the first two, you know that you'll probably like the second one.
I really liked the first season. And then the second season, I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where you watch the first few episodes, and then you forget about it. And now you mentioned it, you know, like a year later. And I thought, oh, wow.
This one has.
I did the same thing.
It has a 90% for season 3.
Yeah.
Or season. Yeah, season 3. Obi-Wan Kenobi, limited series. That has an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, meaning most critics like it. Westworld season 4. I'm out on Westworld. Season 3 was homework.
I did not. Oh. I started season 3. I want to be back.
I didn't know that 4 was out.
Mm-hmm. Just a few weeks ago.
I knew it was coming out, but yeah, I watched season 3. I certainly didn't like it nearly as much as the first season or the second, but I still liked it well enough.
There's a show on AMC called Dark Winds. It's in season 1, a 100%. It is a procedural cop drama that has no one in it that I recognize name-wise, but it's has episodes directed by George R.R. Martin, Graham Roland, and Robert Redford.
Talented.
That's strange. Yeah. Peaky Blinders season 6. Have you ever watched that?
Mm-hmm. I did. I got into it for a while.
I started it.
I liked it, but then I just kind of forgot about it because so many other things were coming out.
It was hard it was hard to understand what they were saying because of their thick accents while I was looking at my phone.
It's hard.
Yeah, sometimes.
The Orville, Seth MacFarlane show, New Horizons. That has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's on Hulu.
It does?
I was surprised by
that. Yeah, I've never watched that. I should watch it.
There's a show, I don't know what this is on, but it's called Boo, Bitch, limited series.
Sounds like
it doesn't say what it's about.
Boo.
It has a 59% on Rotten Tomatoes, but apparently it's very popular.
Is boo in that case used as like a ghost or displeasure?
I do
you can't
not
tell.
Know.
It's
the audience doesn't even really like it that much either, though. 59 from the critics.
Going to skip that one.
62% from users. Also, there's only 17 reviews from critics and only 37 users.
Oh, that's not that many.
It is not. It must be a Fandango-produced thing. And they're using this to get people to watch it.
Better Call Saul season 6. The first episode just hit.
Yeah.
Of the second half of this season.
Oh.
It is still very, very good. Star Trek Strange New World season 1, where they sort of rebooted and took things over. New cast and all that jazz. Man vs. Bee season 1, starring Rowan Atkinson on Netflix.
Man
That's
versus
number 20.
Bee.
I only know it because every time it pops up, the kids want to watch it.
Of course.
Because it's got him cross-eyed staring at a bee on his nose.
A homeless man looking for work is mistaken by a businesswoman for her new house sitter. Hijinks ensue as he tries to take care of the house while pursued by a mischievous bee.
I'll bet
that sounds terrible.
I don't know. I'm intrigued by weird that sounds.
That sounds really weird.
And looking at his face, I still think he makes funny faces.
Mr. Bone? Mr. Bean?
He does
Bean.
Make very funny faces. He's very good at funny faces.
Finding Mr. Bean when I was a kid was like the greatest thing that had ever happened
to me. I think the first time you find the bean, that's always a big deal.
It really is, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's something to celebrate.
I still call it Mr. Bean.
Hello, Mr. Bean.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Bean.
Hello.
Lovely to see you.
Well, those are your new shows to watch.
No.
If you want. Some of them.
Some of them, maybe, but again.
Like, I'll have to go back to the list because I already forgot the ones' names that I wanted to watch. Yeah. I'm going to watch Jeff Bridges, that one.
Blackbeard? Black Bee?
I thought it was Blackbird.
Blackbird.
Blackbird I want to watch. The one with Jeff Bridges was The Old Man?
The Old Man, yeah. The Old Man.
The Bear. That's where I was confused. Yeah. Well, I got confused by Mr. Bean Show and The Bear and Blackbird.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.